Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Does this sound familiar to you? Laughing, crying, craziness, calm, smiles, tears, all before breakfast? I reckon it's a description many of you might recognise. It's one description of motherhood in a musical written about mums, Motherhood the Musical. It's playing in Melbourne shortly. It's been reviewed as a joyful and life-affirming celebration of motherhood, which fits right into Open House's view of the world and mums. In a moment, we're going to speak with one of the cast members, but as we talk about mums, here's a question for you. We'd love to hear of your favourite mum moment. 1300 40 2020 or post on our Open House Community Facebook page. It could be a moment of your own mum, could be your favourite moment as a mum. I'll let you know mine. Actually, it's lots of moments about one particular thing about my mum, so blokes can be part of this. It's simple. Let's join in on the life-affirming celebration of motherhood with your favourite mum moment. 1300 40 2020 or post on our Open House Community Facebook page. Motherhood the Musical is about the lives and friendships of four very different mums. One is a lawyer who hardly sees her kids. One's a single mum struggling to balance work, family and a divorce. One's a naive young mum about to have her first child. And there's Barb, overworked, underpaid, stressed out and a mother of five in her early 30s. Barb is played by Amelia Christo, who joins us now for a chat and a song from Motherhood the Musical. Amelia, welcome to Open House.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you with us. Thank you for coming in. One of the interesting things about the cast is that none of you is actually a mum.
That's true.
How's that work?
It's our guilty secret. Well, people always ask us about this because I think it seems quite unusual. And I guess if it was a stationary show in a capital city for a long time, there would probably be a couple of mums in the cast. But we've spent the last 10 months on the road touring regionally and to metropolitan areas all across the country. And it would be quite difficult to sort of tag some little ones along with that. So as a consequence, none of us are yet mothers.
You're good actors, though.
That's right.
So to play this overworked, underpaid, stressed out mother of five, Barb's about your age. Mm. Did you undertake much research for this?
I did. It's difficult because I'm 31 and a lot of my friends have had one, maybe two children. I don't really have any sort of mates who've got any kids sort of beyond that age. And I think for my girlfriends who've got the second child,
yes.
You know, it does sort of multiply the stress. But I mean, from my own research, when I am not performing, I do relief teaching. So I spend a lot of time around huge amounts of children all vying for my attention.
You know what it's
yeah.
like.
So, yes. Instead of them yelling, "Mom, I need help with this," it's quite often, "Miss Christo, I need help with this." So I have some moderate understanding of what it must be like to have your attention and affection sort of drawn in a lot of different sort of directions.
How does the role of mum seem to you if it was real life?
So I think of course, you know, rehearsing and performing in a show like this and interacting with lovely community members who come and see the show sort of makes you realise how important the job is. And it's definitely something that sort of, you know, gets closer on my radar as I get older. And I think it just gives you, actually one of them, we've just rehearsed in a new swing, Sophie, and she is a mum. And to sort of see what she has to juggle to get out, you know, out the door in the morning to rehearsal and all of that kind of stuff is, you know, really amazing. And, you know, it gives me the greatest amount of respect for what I think is a really difficult but rewarding job.
Yes. So lots of stress and struggle, but also lots of fun in this musical as well.
Yeah. I would say there are sort of three or four kind of tear-jerky kind of moments. And yet, you know, the bulk of the rest of the show is just sort of an opportunity for women and for men to have a good old laugh at sort of what they do on a daily basis.
Yes, including blokes, which I was going to ask about.
That's right, that's right.
If there was one overarching message that you think the musical is trying to convey, what do you think it would be?
I think you know, the spine of the show or the message is probably you're doing okay. Do you know? You know,
how
everybody,
good.
Everybody.
How good to have that said.
I think everybody's doing their best. You know, with the skills and abilities and resources they've been granted or given or blessed with, and you know, everybody is doing their best and making their best choices. And I think that's what's lovely about the show is that it holds up a mirror to that, and you know, you can see some of yourself in it and have a good old laugh at yourself and say, I'm probably not doing that bad a job.
Yeah.
Do you know?
They're still alive, the
That's
kids.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. What are the funny things do you think the musical says about motherhood?
Yes, I think there's a really, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this on air, but there's a really interesting sort of examination of kind of post-child marital relations that's quite sort of amusing, and that sort of gets a lot of laughs from the blokes and sort of, you know, trying to, you know, balance a gazillion different things and get food on the table and, you know, shop and, you know, there's one character who's absolutely obsessed with shopping and not really much else and obsessed with buying things in bulk and saving money and all that kind of stuff. You know, there's a whole heap of sort of issues and, you know, which if presented negatively could be really difficult, but because they're presented so positively, they sort of draw lots of laughs from the crowd.
How good. Mm. So it's patronised, no doubt, by a lot of mums, daughters, grandmums, groups of girlfriends. But as you say, there are also blokes in there. I wondered, do they laugh in the different places?
No, I don't think so. I think we often say it's, you know, this show could be Parenthood the musical. It's not just Motherhood the musical. And we have three guys who travel around with us, who are a crew, our stage manager and lighting and sound guys. Yeah. One of them is a dad, and you know, he periodically comes down to the green room or the dressing rooms afterwards just to sort of feedback on the show, and he's quite often in tears sort of saying, oh, you know, really got me tonight, you know, that kind of thing. And you know, I think one of the great joys of this show is sort of looking out and seeing, you know, ladies with their husbands or partners and seeing them have a really good giggle, and that's really fun.
That's no small achievement to somebody who's endlessly seen it as one of your crew to still be brought to tears.
That's right, that's right. So that's great.
Has it led you to reflect back on your own mum and what life was like for her, or what you put her through?
Yes. Actually, Sophie, the new swing, said the other day when she had her little baby girl, Lily, she said, she rang her mum and said, just sorry.
Just sorry for everything.
Sorry for everything, you know. And I think that's probably where I'll end up as well. My mum had a lot of sort of fantastic, you know, schemes and strategies for sort of being a parent, and provides a huge amount of advice to sort of my friends and her sort of, you know, friends of hers that are younger. And, you know, she sent me an email the other day saying, remember when you were toilet training and I used to give you 1 or 2 cent pieces and put it in a jar?
I'm sure you remember that.
Not quite. But, you know, she said it to, you know, one of her girlfriends at work was having difficulty, and you know, they put the jar system with 5 cent pieces this time because inflation. And that's all working apparently. So, you know, she's like a little oracle of wonder, and I'm sure she's going to come in very handy when the time comes.
So Barb might be this overworked, underpaid, stressed out mother of five. Mm. She also sings, what a mum. One song is Mummy, 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 which
right.
I think I know what that means.
Yes. That comes quite early on in the show, which is sort of quite interesting for me because it means I have to sort of get my mouth moving very quickly and get my brain going. But so that's one song that I do sort of go over before.
So it's about nagging kids.
Stage. Yes, and all the kind of, and it's very quick and very sort of tongue twisty. So I have to make sure I've got everything ready and raring to go for that one. But yeah, it's a lot of fun and sort of gets everyone giggling at the beginning. And then not too long after that, I sing my other song, which is Daniel's Mum. And
yeah, this is a much more tender, even quite poignant song.
That's right.
That frequently brings people to tears. Tell us what's about.
It is. It's just about, you know, all of the things that you say may sacrifice in order to become a mum, and maybe the big, big dreams that maybe won't be realised after you have children. You know, you can still very much pursue, you know, all of your goals and aspirations once you have your children, but perhaps you won't become an astronaut or, you know, a headline singer in Vegas or those kinds of things. And that's really okay because you have such a special relationship with your child. And actually, a couple of years ago, I did Opera Australia's production of My Fair Lady, and one of the lovely sort of slightly older ladies who was in the cast was talking about her two children, and she was saying, you know, I've sung with opera companies all over the world and I've trained everywhere and I've done all these wonderful things, but, you know, I've raised two boys, and, you know, that's my biggest sort of achievement. And I think that's what the song is about. You know, it's like, agree. If I've done nothing else, I've done that. You know?
Okay, let's have a listen. Mm-hmm. This is live in the studio, Emilia Christo with Daniel's Mum.
I may never be a movie star or see my name in lights. I may never sing in Vegas for sold out crowds at night. I won't ever write a symphony like Beethoven or Brahms. But the spotlight always shines on me because I'm Daniel's mom. I may never tour through Africa or climb Egyptian ruins. I won't ever be an astronaut. I see things I've never seen before because I'm Daniel's mom, and I get to be the one who keeps him warm, and I get to be the one who holds his hand. A hug from him's a gift that's always free. Numbers than I thought it would. My house is not a mansion in some fancy neighborhood, but I know each day that I spend with him, and each day life goes on. I'm the richest woman in the world because I'm Daniel's mom.
What a lovely song. Richest woman in the world. That, I'm sure, is a real tearjerker.
Yes. Yes, it is. And I used to get to that line in rehearsal and sort of have to collect myself, and I think, you know, perhaps motherhood and being a mum is sort of, you sort of join a primordial sort of club of women who've done this amazing sort of thing, and, you know, I hope to be one of them at some point.
Has all this changed the way, and the way it's portraying motherhood, has it changed the way you see motherhood or influenced your own mind, keen to embrace it or not?
Oh, yes, I'm keen to embrace it. You know, when you're a performer, I think you're... childbearing years kind of coincide with your most fruitful working time as well. So it can be sort of a difficult choice. You know, my husband is a performer as well. So for us, it's sort of, because we're looking at, you know, we're at that stage and we're looking at it, and, you know, it's often just sort of saying, well, when are you going to be?
He's, can I say this? He's in the Jersey Boys. He's one of the guys in the Jersey Boys, which I'm really impressed with as well. What a pair. But
I was with him before he was famous.
Yes. Try and get you two together. I won't go further than that.
Yeah, but it's, you know, sometimes it's like, you know, well, we could, you know, we could do it here, but you're going to be there. And I don't mean do it. I mean, like, you know, eventually sort of, you know, have this, you know,
a meal together.
That's right. Yes, that's right. Yes. But also, you know, when are we going to be in the same point so that, you know, you can help with these midnight feeds and change these nappies and all that kind of stuff? Because, you know, I could sort of do it without his input and get mum to come, but I really think it's kind of important for him to share that.
Have any of your mums seen the show?
Yes, my mum, I was really lucky. My mum is from Perth, or I'm from Perth originally, and she came to see the show when it opened in Melbourne, which was really fantastic, and has come to see it when we've been in Sydney in the past and when we did a season in Perth. So my mum's seen it quite a few times, and my grandmother has come to see it as well. That's right. And I think all of the girls, all of their mums have seen it now, which is really fantastic. And quite often that can be a difficult show to get through, do you know, if you know your mum's in the crowd, or especially if you can see her, you know, that is a difficult thing to get through. And last time we were in Sydney, and my brother came to see the show with my parents and said, he didn't look at them, but every now and again he heard you know, as they sort of, you know, tearily got through it. So
I've asked our listeners for their favourite mum moment, so get ready to call on 1300 40 2020, or post on our Open House Community Facebook page. Have you got one about your own mum, your favourite mum moment?
I do, actually, because I grew up in Western Australia, where quite often it was really, really hot when we were kids. And mum, we lived quite close to my local primary school, and we went there, and one day it was just so, so hot, you know, 43, 44 degrees and just boiling. And I remember just looking up, just thinking, I don't know how I'm going to get through this day. And I remember looking up and I saw Mum's face in the doorway of the classroom, and she said, I've come to take Amelia home. It's too hot for her to be at school today. And I sort of leapt out of my seat, and Mum took us down to the local greengrocer, and we got all of these beautiful summer fruits, nectarines and plums and peaches and apricots. And she went to the video library and we got movies out, and we had a pool in our back garden.
Oh.
And I remember running into the pool, and I jumped in my school uniform. I was so hot. I think I might have even still kept my shoes on. I was just boiling, you know, and wanted to cool down. And then we sort of sat in our school uniforms and ate stone fruit and watched movies for the rest of the afternoon, just sort of cooled off. And I always remember that as being just
what a
mum. Yeah.
And if she's listening through sunshine
yes.
in Perth, well done, Mrs. Christo.
That's right.
You're a national icon.
That's right. A living treasure.
Last thing to ask, as your audience members walk away after a performance and you as the cast leave the stage, are you all left with the sense that motherhood is worth it at the end?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
And I think sort of as a further wrinkle to that, the show is worth it in the end. You know, we often do meet and greets after the show, especially if we're in regional centres, and, you know, gorgeous, you know, community members will come up and speak to us. And a couple of weeks ago, a lady just came up to me with tears in her eyes and said, you told my story.
Wow.
Do you know? And that's what it's about. You know, it's about, you know, I think being a mum can be isolating at times, and it's just you and your kid. And, you know, you might have a mother's group, and you might have a supportive partner, and you might have daycare and all that kind of stuff, but, you know.
Or not.
Or not. Yeah. That's right. And so I think sometimes to be able to go out and see a show like ours and have your experiences reflected can be really important to say you're okay and just keep doing it. You're doing a good job.
What a wonderful message. Mm-hmm. And what a mum affirming thing to be part of. Thank you so much, Amelia, for
talking
to us.
Thank you for having me.
It's been great to have you. Amelia Christo, part of Motherhood the Musical, She's Barb, about to open in Melbourne, and we'll put the details up on our Open House Community Facebook page.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.